Hi, American Fork. Nick Peterson with you from Loveland, Colorado. Sorry for the late start. My competition suite just logged me out here. Really happy to be with you at the Bridgeland Band Invitational, September 30th, 2017. Visual performance here. Here we go. Good luck. Yeah, great overall look. Great use of the props here, a la Santa Clara Vanguard from this last year. Some really clever integration here with the different wind groups here. Kind of a quick restage. Careful, you've got the white sleeve on the side woodwinds as you ran and did that restage. It's very effective, but make sure that arm pump on that run is uniform throughout. Also, real sloppy in terms of the carriage of the woodwind instruments when they're down doing that choreography. Keep that flute level or whatever we got to do, but otherwise it's a bit of a mess down there. A lot of vocab given to you guys. Very powerful. Love the attention to detail, the pacing through these pinwheels. A nice different way to approach that. Good. Strong approach there on that choreography there. Brass, well done. Yep. Powerful color guard as well. Nice staging here with the woodwinds. Wow, great use of density for visual focus and clarity. Very basic in nature with the lower body work there. I think another level of detail and scrubbing and cleaning is really going to help that moment pop out. Consider maybe a bit of A and B parts or something to kind of scrub out some of those uncleanable unisons to help for a more flattering look overall. Rough here with the blind back end to this form here, saxophones. But good recovery on the slow backwards march. And these little interspersements of the angels and the architecture here. Very effective from side to side here with the different elements. Almost overwhelming here, going from the grid-like forms to the rotational forms. Yeah, very heavy, very muscular kind of in the approach, both musically and visually. It's kind of, it starts to lose its impact, just the kind of the constant relentless nature of this. Thinning out, kind of making some of this a little bit more precise, I think, you know, could help, or just keep going after cleaning it. Really powerful, strong finish there, color guard. Very effective. A nice use of the uniform, the white side versus the dark side as the brass block merges. Good coordination visual to music there, brass, and great sense of how that arrives. Interesting seeing the stacked tuba perspective through the forms there. Good for you. The woodwind stuff is eye-catching, and it's good, but you've got the stacked pairs, and it's hard to tell if the intention is unison or slightly offset from a timing standpoint. Maybe it's placeholder, but that moment needs some TLC. Awesome. Okay, so we've got Nimrod layered in here. It's very clever from a compositional standpoint. Yeah, the flute quartet in the front, very cool. My eye kind of wants to go towards them and see them as part of the visual package. Very eye-catching and engaging right there on the 50-yard line, like how the woodwinds introduced the softer palette flags in the back. It's an overall aesthetic that's really effective for you. Good for you. Careful pacing on the turnaround there. Baritones. Yeah, the motion of these props, very effective as they roll out to support that impact. Obviously, being able to stop them and keep them in place is something that needs some work there. Decent there. I felt like the color guard lost a bit of timing and impact there towards the end, both dancers and flags there with the coordination of the release of that note. But no doubt set up for an extremely powerful moment. Careful of your poise and your posture, especially brass side one, as you ripple arrive on that 20-yard line. It's damp out there, and safety first always, but make sure folks that are doing the jazz run are using a toe-first sort of technique to really lock that in. Also make sure the upper body facings are detailed on that really quick restage. The uniform is so good, and it, you know, from one side to the other, if there's differences in the upper body facings, it can really show. Careful, brass, that you arrive with a better interval and you do so sooner. Also, careful of the flex point on the 25-yard line, trumpets and baritones. Make sure you don't make that overly tight. Yeah, nice setup there for the saxophone soloist. The rotational energy of the other props around the ensemble can be a bit of a distraction. Wow, great sense of form and responsibilities here. Woodwinds, nice use of the uniform to flash the white at the flex point right on the 30-yard line. Good for you. Yeah, feeling a bit incomplete and unfulfilled there from the low brass. No doubt something that you finish off. Great coordination here as the color guard envelops the field and passes through the band. The folks passing through the drum line are having a bit more of a rough time of it in the color guard. But great arrival point here. Once again, good use of the uniform. Doesn't feel overused. It feels fresh, and you do a good job of having great layers and variety in the visual package. Yeah, performers struggling, kind of understanding the curved linear pathways, splitting the 50-yard line. And so it doesn't make for a real strong sense of arrival there towards the end, especially the folks on side one. Real tricky sort of form responsibility with a lot of moving parts. So buku credit for the demand that you have. There's a lot of content given to the performers, and you're handling it a really good job at an early part of the season. You know, keep going after it. I think that there are some moments that are just downright overwhelming. That on the first read, getting a clear focus is a bit tough. So I hope my comments and observations, or maybe non-reactions to some parts, can be helpful as you go on through the rest of your season. Love the 2011 Cadets vibe interspersed with a 2017 Vanguard vibe. I'm actually an alumni of both organizations, and so I have an even deeper appreciation for some of the design elements you've chosen to incorporate. I think this is a real strong show from a construction standpoint, and no doubt it's plenty for the performers to chew on and keep getting better at. Stay the course. Best of luck, American Fork. Looking forward to seeing you later.